Big Al Mac, I want you to pay attention.
All right.
Because Psycho Shannon did in about 2 hours what you could not do in 24 hours.
I wouldn't even say it was 2 hours. Yeah. I think she's just been sitting on it for a while so you wouldn't feel that bad.
Well, see, Psycho Shannon apparently has cops or whoever working for her that don't follow the rules. Because my person was trying to follow the rules of real law enforcement.
Whatever.
Right,
well,
whatever.
From what I'm told by Sharon Foster, who told me that I could use her name
How
on
about
the air,
that? That's a friend right there.
Because she's not breaking any rules by giving me this information.
Mm-hmm.
She was able to track down.
Fake name.
All of the info on the person who drives the black car that's been sitting in Kelly Raspberry's space for the last 2 weeks.
Now, at first, I was not really happy because that's the place I've just parked for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, we'll have a random person who doesn't know any better who parks there, but that's usually one morning. This has been going on for almost 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm. And it's an assumed thing. It's kind of like you know that you're not supposed to snort cocaine off of a park bench.
Exactly. Same thing.
Doesn't say that it doesn't have a rule written there on the bench that says don't snort coke off of here. You just know.
You just know.
People just know that that's your spot.
Right. And so, but now I'm starting to think this person obviously should know better. So maybe something bad went down. And like maybe there's some crime that needs to be solved.
There might be a body in there.
There might be a dead body in there, but we sniff that car every day and we haven't smelled anything funky yet. So I'm thinking no dead body here. But what if somebody's dead somewhere else and their car is still here?
And they're running away.
Right.
And what if we've just been missing those news alerts saying, hey, be on the lookout for the black car with these license plates, and I just haven't seen that on the news. And we've been sitting...
Right, because I've been busy watching Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Exactly. We've been able to solve a crime this whole time.
Or what if it's a nerd that sits right next to us and they are just showing their blatant disrespect for this show, the members who have been here for decades.
What are you talking about?
They just don't care.
What are you talking about?
First of all, Shannon,
what are you talking about?
When you point that way, you're pointing at the other company that resides here.
I call them the nerds.
They are not nerds.
Yeah, they are.
They're very smart individuals.
But nerds is actually very trendy right now.
And they make a lot of
people
money.
Heart nerds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So come to find out, upon sending the license plate and VIN number to Sharon Foster.
Fake name.
No, it's not.
Okay.
She was able to tell me whose car it is.
And it's the guy over there?
It's a nerd.
They're not nerds, Shannon.
Yes, it
you
is
can't
a
call
nerd.
Them.
So I got in our business directory.
Yeah. Okay.
And look at Shannon taking care of business, Big Al.
Do you see how to do that, Al?
I see how to do
Come
it.
Come on now.
Okay, all right. I'll give kudos.
I have said nerd's phone number here.
Okay.
His name is Jonathan.
Oh!
Jonathan!
I know that guy.
Do I know Jonathan?
Yeah, you know Jonathan.
Who's Jonathan?
Like, there could be a bath salts face-eating person here. I wouldn't know it because I don't know all the nerds.
I don't think nerds are associated with bath salts.
This is our culprit right here on the phone.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. It's going to go to voicemail.
Mm-hmm. You would think a nerd would answer his phone.
Yeah.
You got nothing going
They're
on.
Not nerds, Al. They're more athletic than you are.
Hello, this is Jonathan.
Oh.
Sorry, I missed your call.
Huh.
Please leave a message or shoot me a text. Thanks.
Oh, we're going to shoot you, all right.
Yeah, we're not.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
It's not bad enough we have to share our refrigerator with you, but what gives you the right to take my parking space, to leave your jalopy parked in what is mine for going on 2 weeks now? You better have a good explanation, mister, because I tell you what, I've got 1-800-TOW-TRUCK programmed into my phone, and I'm calling them today. I mean business. This is Shannon Murphy. Goodbye.
Again, if you don't own the Subaru upstairs, please disregard this message. Thank you very much.
He does. Those nerds just think they're untouchable and they're going to have jobs regardless of what they do. But they don't know that if you with Kelly Raspberry, you are with this company and you will be fired.
Shannon.
The bad part about this is I'm thinking how uncomfortable it'll be when you see this guy, but I know you don't know who he is.
Just in case I knew, I said it was Shannon.
Well, one thing we do know, that car is going to be moved by today.
Yeah,
Shannon, good job.
All right, good job.
Thank you, Sharon Foster.